Number one, join a gym. No, 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 not join a gym, because I've done that. I am very good at joining a gym. I just don't go. So number one, join a gym and actually go. But am I going to? Am I actually going to go to the gym? Because I might. I mean, it's not completely impossible that I won't go. I don't want to go to the gym, but I always put it down as my number one New Year's resolution. Okay, so no gym. Number one, I am going to exercise every single day apart from maybe Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Shit. Why am I doing this? Why? I always do this. How long have you been there? Since the gym. I could go to the gym, right? I could go to the gym. If I made a resolution to go, I would go. I didn't go last year or the year before. Okay, could you stop having a point? Because it's kind of annoying. Yeah. Okay, so no gym. Not daily exercise. How about 3 times a week? Once a month? Once a year? How about I do some exercise before the year ends? Okay, no exercise. I am going to eat healthy. I am giving up junk food. I am going to cook. I'm going to cook every meal. I'm going to cook breakfast. Well, maybe not breakfast, because I'm not really a morning person, but definitely lunch. Well, definitely dinner. At least one dinner a week. No. Bollocks. I could meal prep. And then if I did that, I would be eating the same thing over and over. And I don't really like doing that, but I do if it's takeout. But that's not healthy, so... I mean, no takeout? I mean, I don't need takeout. I mean, I'm not addicted to bubble tea or Korean chicken. I can stop any time. And that time is now. I am not going to stop, am I? I'm not going to stop because I have bubble tea here and Korean chicken. Okay. Fine. That didn't work last year either. So it's fine. I'll come up with something new and original. It's fine. It's absolutely fine because... I know myself, and I accept myself. I mean, I know myself, but I don't accept myself. But that's not the point. That's not the point. No, I don't have a confidence problem. I have a lot of confidence. It's just very well hidden. Just, it's really hard to find sometimes. But it's, I'm going to be confident this year, or next year. I've been confident this year. I'm not unconfident. I'm just, you know, a little... I'm... So, okay. Maybe I'm aiming too big. Just scale down. Scale it down. Little tiny resolutions. I am going to get 8 hours sleep a week. I mean, that's not completely ridiculous. It's a little... Yes, I know. I need to sleep more. Maybe if I had No. We're not doing that. I mean, we should have done that. That was a resolution for this year. And last year, in fact, that's been a resolution for the last 5 years. Nothing. It's not important. It's not like there is a thing that I was meant to do that I don't do because it's about not you. So, sleeping. I'm going to sleep. In fact, you know what? I'm going to go and have a nap because this is very tiring. There's no secret resolution. You know all my New Year's resolutions. You know every single one, apart from the one that involves you. Oh, did I say it involves you? I mean, it involves... poo? I'm thinking, just give me a second, I can save this. I'm going to poop more regularly? So bollocks. So it does involve you, but it's not like a big resolution. It's not, you know, I don't think about it every moment of the day. So, resolution. I'm not going to talk about this. So that's why I can't talk about it, because it's a You're right. It's a resolution for next year, and it's not next year yet. So I can talk about it. You have another point. And again, it's super annoying. So yes, the resolution is about you. It's I'm going to get you a girlfriend. I was going to get you a girlfriend. I've, you know, every year, oh, I'm going to get you a girlfriend, but I never do. It's just, I'm not really good at getting you a girlfriend. In fact, I'm awful at it. Oh, I know the perfect girl. It's not that she's not perfect for you. It's just that I can't tell you. I can't say the words. What words? There are words. So, I'm going to the gym every single day. I'm going to meal prep, and I'm going to sleep 8 hours a day. I'm going to be very busy, too busy to have this conversation. Next year. So we better have it now. Great! So, your girlfriend, your perfect girlfriend, because she is perfect. I mean, is she though? I mean, she seems to be that there have been tests. Well, I mean, I haven't taken any tests. I didn't conduct. There was some Googling, some very minor Googling, and some, you know, cosmopolitan quizzes, which are completely not reliable at all. I mean, they kind of are, but also they're not. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure a way out of this. I need to eat more fish so I have more omega-3, so I'm smarter. So that's definitely a resolution I can do. So yay, that's one resolution. Yes. So the secret resolution, the it's not secret exactly. It's just, you know, very private. So, well, I mean, yes, I can tell you everything, anything, not everything. Obviously, I don't tell you everything because I haven't told you it's nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, there is no secret resolution. There is no. You don't need to look at the notebook. No. I know. This is... Sorry, I don't know what just happened. Yes, this is my resolutions notebook from last year, but it's not in there. It's not... No, if it's not in there, yes, you could look, but it's not, so you can't. I mean, yes, if it's not in there, you can look, but it is in there. So, there is a resolution in here, which... Wording is hard. And I might have worded it badly, so it seems like something it's not. So, before you read it, did you just snatch it? You just... And now you're reading it! You're reading it! Ah, you're reading it! See? That's so badly worded! Just, you know, the resolution of confessing my love. Confessing my love. That's... See, wording. Hard. So difficult. Because that's badly worded. Extremely. Just... Absolutely. Just I... When I wrote... That... Was... I know it sounds like... It reads I. I know it says I was going to confess my love. That was the intent. It seems like it was a resolution where I was going to confess this massive love for you. This massive years long. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. It's all absolutely fine. So it does read like that, but it's not. What I meant, bad wording aside, is that I was going to find you a girlfriend, and I thought I had the perfect girl for you because I am. No. Did I say I? I said I. She is. I am. She is. So easy to get those confused. Just, So I actually, she is. She is perfect for you, but obviously not perfect because I would have confessed. I am crap at New Year's resolutions. Just so crap at them. So yeah. I mean, yeah. Yes. So. No. Yes. The girl. Me. Me. So confusing. Just everything is... I am generally quite confused. It's fine. I'm all right. It's just I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym because going to the gym will be less painful. Less awkward. Just this. Everything. No, I'm not in love with you. I... You're so funny. Why? Why would you think I'm in love with you? I mean... Why would you think that I'm in love with you? Just give me a second. Why would you think that I'm in love with you? Oh, that was good. That was convincing. That was... Obviously, this is making it less convincing, but that was good. So let's just do that again. Why would you think that I'm in love with you? Because I am in love with you as a friend. Just a friend. Just, you know, a very loving friend. Sorry, what? No! This is not your first time reading the notebook. And you've been waiting for me to... Did I mention it's badly worded? It's so badly... Okay, so maybe... I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't lie. I lie. You know what? I'm going to do it. I am going to complete one New Year's resolution this year. I've got a couple of days left. Just a couple of days. And I mean, I've done nothing. I haven't been to the gym. I haven't cooked. I've done jack fuck all. The least I can do, I mean, saying the least I can do, it's the most I can do because it's the most important resolution I've ever made. And I never kept it. I made it for 5 years. 5 years. I promised myself that I'm going to tell you. I'm going to confess. I'm going to tell you that I love you. And I never did it. I just did it. Oh my God. That feels good. Oh, that feels real good. That feels so good. I just did it. I love you. I love you. I'm in love with you. I love you. You are someone that I'm in love with. I don't love you as a friend. I love you as a lover. As... Okay, that was that. Okay, can I just take that last one back? It was... I mean, lover is... I mean, it's... I mean, I do, but it feels a bit full on. But you know what? Fuck it. I love you as a lover. I am so in love with you. I love everything about you, including your points. Your points are annoying, but oh, I love them. And I love you. Sorry, what? Yes, that's what I thought you said. Just one moment, please. Was that badly worded? What you just said? What you just said to me? You said... I love you too. Was that badly worded? Did you word badly with the words? Maybe in the wrong order. You love. I love to you. Love. Love. So not badly worded. You. Does this mean I have to go to the gym? Are you sure? Because I kind of feel like I should be doing... I mean, if you love me back, I should go to the gym. I should cook. I should cuddle up on the sofa with you and order takeout. I love you so much. You are perfect. And I am perfect for you. I've Googled it. I mean, when I say perfect, I mean not perfect. But I did manipulate the Google results. Because I really, really love you. And you're just... Are you sure I don't have to go to the gym? Oh, I love you so much.